WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on this beautiful Monday morning. 54 degrees outside with mostly sunny skies. If you're heading out the door, we're going to have a good day. We're going to have a good week weather-wise. It's going to get a little warm, though. We're looking at temps in the 80s, maybe. So if you haven't busted out the air conditioners yet, you might want to get those into the window. I'm going to take my time. I haven't put them in yet. I'm going to try and hold off. See how far I can get into June, because we're in June now. It is June, and that means we're, what, 19 days away from summer, thereabouts? It's usually right around the 21st. Right? Isn't that it? Well, don't depend on me. But we already had some interesting weather in the spring, so I can only imagine what the summer is going to bring. One thing we do know it'll bring is lots of great events happening around the city, and we'll keep you up to date with all of that. This weekend coming up is the Day of Portugal Festival in Fall River. And we've also got some big things happening here in New Bedford throughout the summer as well. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, Town Square Sunday is a great place to keep up with all that information. But if you are putting on any kind of event and you want to get some publicity for it, then you want to be on Town Square Sunday, because Jim will have you in for a whole 15-minute segment, and he'll write an article, and we'll be able to get that on Fun 107 as well. So you can reach out to him, jim.phillips@townsquaremedia.com. Phillips with two L. jim.phillips@townsquaremedia.com, or just email me, tim@wbsm.com, and I'll make sure he gets it. So there's an interesting story from over the weekend. There was a 18-year-old high school student in Milford who was detained by federal immigration officials on Saturday. He was on his way to volleyball practice when he was picked up and detained by ICE. An honor student, as I said, you know, on the volleyball team. A kid that, from all accounts, was a pleasure to have in school, described as always smiling. A musician in the band. So is that what you voted for? Is that what you wanted, to have these, you know, these kids who are going to become productive members of society? I don't know. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. I hope you had a nice weekend.
I did. How was yours?
Good, thank you. Just a quick question. For a while there, you were doing a great community service with the famous countdown. That seems to have stopped. Did corporate put a stop to that, or
no?
A lot of us out here look forward to that.
No, as I warned people, I don't know if you heard the warning that I gave people, but I warned people I will just forget to do things, and that's what it really boiled down to, is I just forgot.
Well, here's a reminder. If you can do it, it would be great, because a lot of us out here look forward to that.
Well,
it gave us a little hope in the morning.
I'll try to get back into it. And what I like doing it is it's not just because it gives you hope, it's because it also gets other people so upset, which I think is hilarious.
Absolutely. Yeah, the other thing is tomorrow is Tuesday, so, you know, let's go taco.
Absolutely. Taco Tuesday took on a whole new meaning
taco
now.
Tuesday. It's taco every day now. But, if you can squeeze that that countdown in, it would be greatly appreciated out here.
You know what we need? We need to get a sponsor in on it. That's what we need to do. Then I have to do it. Then they put it on a list of things I got to make sure I do.
They're listening, and we're asking for it, so I don't know what the holdup is. Let's go, folks. Let's go, Taco.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
And yes, I did. I did know that I would forget to keep doing the countdown, and that's mainly because, again, things go out of my head, and I don't remember to do things. But no, there was no corporate directive. I actually, when I told Michael Rock I was doing it, he thought it was hilarious. So I think it's more of a matter of I should probably do it ahead of time, like. Get tomorrow's number today when I put out the list of all the commercials that have to run, and then just add that into that so I don't forget. Just typing into here, into ChatGPT, and getting that number for you. 1,328 days. That's how many days are left until inauguration day of 2029. 1,328 days. That's your magic number for today. And I think the caller mentioned the taco thing, and I think that has kind of taken hold. You know, the same way that the whole Brandon thing started taking off for people who are anti-Joe Biden. I won't just say pro-Trump because, I think people who didn't care either way about Trump but just didn't like Joe Biden jumped on that too. I think Taco is going to become the new Brandon. The caller hit it on the head there. And I think it's hilarious. I especially think it's hilarious because it triggers Trump so much. But I also think tacos are overrated, so I'm not really the person to comment on tacos. I like them. I like a taco. Don't get me wrong. Nothing wrong with it. I like having it for dinner every now and then, but I just don't get super excited about tacos like other people do. And I'm not using this is not a euphemism in any way. I'm talking about the actual tacos that you eat. I just don't get that excited for them. In fact, I would go so far as to say that I don't think I've ever made them myself at home. No, that's not true. I've made tacos before, but they were experimental foods. So I was mentioning this high school student, and his name is Marcelo Gomes or Gomez. I'm not sure how he pronounces it, but Marcelo Gomes, who had moved here with his family from Brazil at 5 years old and settled in Milford, where he's lived ever since. And as I mentioned, you know, he was an athlete. He was an honor student. He's an honor student. He's an athlete. He is in the high school band. He was supposed to play at the graduation ceremony yesterday. I couldn't really get it all from this WCVB story, but he's a junior. All right, I see it here. He is a junior. So he's not graduating this year, but he was going to play at the graduation in the band. And now they've got him, according to his girlfriend, they have him with chains around his ankles, chains around his wrists, in a cell with 30 other men. And he's the only 18-year-old in with all those other men, and he's never done anything criminally wrong. Except being brought here by his parents when he was 5 years old. And so now even Governor Healey is demanding answers as to what happened here. And is this like I said, is this what you voted for? This young man who is, for all intents and purposes, an American, been here since he was 5 years old, only just turned 18, you know, within the last, it couldn't have been any more than 12 months. So it wasn't like he had his own, agency to decide to become a citizen formally. Maybe he was thinking, let me just get through high school and then I can look into that. Or let me just get through college and then I can look into that. This is a good kid, it sounds like. This is a kid that sounds like this is the kind of person that you want coming to America. This is the kind of person you want coming here to make a better life for themselves and being in a position to then give something back to the community. And it's not just the mistakes that are being made and the people who are getting swept up in this that has me concerned. It's the attitude that people are taking toward this. So there was a woman in Plymouth who was filming an ICE detention happening. And they were warning her to get away from them and to go, or else they would arrest her. And all she was doing was filming them and asking them questions. She wasn't interfering. She wasn't trying to stop them. She was just documenting them. And they were warning her that if she didn't stop, they were going to arrest her. Like, what kind of impunity do they feel they can operate with? What have they been empowered with to say, you're above the law? And why is it okay with people that they're just grabbing everybody up and saying, we'll figure it out later, when clearly they're not? Today, there's going to be a press conference. Today, the U.S. attorney is going to have a press conference. They're going to talk about all the success they've had with some of these ICE detainments and arrests and the legal process playing out. And they've done some great work. We've had the stories. They've captured people who were here and engaging in criminal behavior. But I noticed there's no press releases about the people that they've had to let go because they got the wrong person. Or I've noticed that there's no press releases about the people who are still sitting around waiting to find out exactly what they're charged with. I don't know. 508-996-0500. I just think it's hard to say, you know, and I see it all the time when people are commenting on social media. I voted for this. I wanted this. This is what I voted for. I don't know that you wanted to arrest 18-year-old kids that didn't do anything wrong, that are a benefit to their school community, described as someone who always comes in with a smile on his face no matter what's going on, and a smile that's infectious to all the other students as well. Well-liked, well-loved. And they actually had a rally for him, a Free Marcello rally, right after graduation. So is that's what you voted for? That doesn't seem too empathetic to me. 508-996-0500. I've got to take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. Pretty sure this is the only show on WBSM that's going to play Tori Amos for bumper music, but 508-996-0500. And if you are looking for, you know, on a nice day like today, you probably want to get out of the office, get out of wherever it is you're stuck in all day long, and get out and get yourself some delicious lunch, right? Well, what better place to go than Brack's, right? I tell you all the time about Brack's Grill and Tap and Brack's Tavern, how they have the $12.99 lunch specials. But they don't just keep the specials limited to lunchtime. They're always having great deals. And one of my favorite deals that they have is Brack's in Taunton. Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton has App Mania. It happens Mondays from 4 to close, and then Tuesday from Sunday from 8 to close. So today's the day to get out there for App Mania starting at 4 p.m. It's $8.88 per item. So you can get things like Boom Boom Shrimp, Chili Nachos, which is made with their special brisket chili, Thick Crust Pizza, Fried Pickles, Italian Meatballs, and they have amazing meatballs there, Spicy Chicken Tacos, Boneless Tenders, Bruschetta Crustini, any one of those items, $8.88 during App Mania from 4 to close tonight and Tuesday from Sunday from 8 to close. And that's at Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton. And of course, there's also Brack's Grill and Tap in Brockton and Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. And you can find out more by following them online at BracksGrillAndTap.com. Or what you should do is like all three of their Facebook pages. And that way you're always up to date with everything going on at all three locations, whether it be their different special drink specials that they have, their dinner specials, some of the special fundraising that they do. They're always tied into helping out the community. And in fact, if you are looking to put on a fundraiser, you can reach out to Brack's and talk with them about it. But I would just make sure you follow all three pages, Brack's Grill and Tap in Taunton and Brockton and Brack's Tavern in Middleborough. All right, we're going to go into the news and we're going to get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts. On the other side of that, we can talk to you, 508-996-0500. And then coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we will have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo with us. We'll get the latest on everything going on with the council and get his thoughts on some of the things that are happening around the city, including the rats. I don't think I've heard anything from him on the rat situation, but we'll get his take on that. I'm sure he's hearing about it from a lot of people. Right now, though, let's go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day with Mike Roberts.
Many injured after an attack at a mall in Colorado, a small plane crash near Long Island, and it's hurricane season once again.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
At least six people hurt, including one critically after what the FBI says was an act of terrorist against people marching for Israelis held by Hamas in Boulder, Colorado. The victims are in age from 67 to 88. The suspect, using a makeshift flamethrower and shouting pro-Palestine phrases. The suspect is in custody, 45-year-old Mohammed Solomon. The Boulder County Police Department said that they are investigating reports of a second suspect but have not found anything to suggest that those reports are true. Solomon was injured during the attack and was taken to a hospital. A miraculous rescue after a small plane crashes and sinks off of Connecticut yesterday morning in the Long Island Sound.
The Piper PA-32 went down near Thimble Islands about 10 minutes after taking off from Bridgeport. Leading up to the crash, the pilot issued a desperate call for help and was told to make an emergency landing at Tweed New Haven Airport. But the plane couldn't make it. As for the two people on board, they were pulled from the plane and the water with just minor injuries to their hands and faces. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Yesterday marked the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season. There are normally 14 named storms during the six-month period that begins June 1st, including three major hurricanes. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it expects between 13 and 19 named storms this year, and that up to 10 of them could be hurricanes. It expects at least three of them to be major hurricanes, with winds topping 110 miles per hour. The first named storm of the season will be Hurricane Andrea. The founder and former CEO of New Hampshire's biggest network of addiction centers arrested Friday. Federal prosecutors say he arranged a conspiracy to stalk and harass local journalists in retaliation for unfavorable reporting. The Justice Department announced the charges against Eric Spofford, who founded the for-profit drug and alcohol treatment company Granite Recovery Centers. Prosecutors say Spofford, who lives in Salem, New Hampshire, and in Miami, was indicted on one count of conspiracy to commit stalking through interstate travel and using a facility of interstate commerce. Spofford also indicted on two counts of stalking through interstate travel. Democrats say President Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill will kill Americans. That's what Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy said on CNN's State of the Nation.
When you lose your health care, you are much more at risk of early death.
Murphy says he fears that rural communities will suffer the most if the bill is signed into law. Democrats say the White House is trying to cut Medicaid and other social safety nets. Disney's Lilo and Stitch, in its second week, brought in a wave of $63 million. Lisa Taylor has the rest of your top five films over the weekend.
Paramount's Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, also in its second week on screens, drew in over $27 million over the weekend. Opening weekend for Sony Pictures' Karate Kid Legends picked up $21 million for the franchise film. Warner Brothers' Final Destination Bloodlines in its third week scared up just over $10 million. A24's newly released Bring Her Back brought the studio back a little over $7 million in its theater debut.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox beat the Braves yesterday 3-1. Angels are coming to Fenway tonight at 7:10.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We're expecting mostly sunny skies throughout the day today with temperatures that should warm, well, a little bit warmer than we've seen over the weekend. Look for a high of 70. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy to mainly clear. Your low close to 50 degrees. And for Tuesday, wall-to-wall sunshine with an even warmer high well into the 70s. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Inside out, and you say, how appropriate. I don't want to dissect everything today. I don't mean to pick you apart, you see, but I...
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Good morning, you're on WBSM.
Morning, Tim, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
Good, Tim. I wanted to say that this is what I voted for. What I will say is that I expected there to be some leakage or anecdotal type of detentions or arrests. That mistaken identity is very, very, very difficult with fake social security numbers, fake papers, fake green cards, informant information. If there's over 10 million people that were let across the border, to think that it was going to be perfect, you know, it's kind of unrealistic based on the task that these people were given. So,
but do you feel that if there had been a little bit of like ramp up toward it first? Maybe they had spent 6 months or a year kind of investigating who it was they wanted to go after, then it could have been a little bit cleaner instead of having to come right out of the gate doing it.
I think that if they save an American life because of some type of criminal or sex offense or child. No, I don't. I think putting it off, they would have had all kind of court challenges like what's going on now. They need to get some legislation where it gets passed for immigration, where we let more people in or we stick to the laws that we already have. I'm kind of frustrated with people breaking the law as a excuse to break the law. Biden did it. Two wrongs don't make a right, but it's happening both ways.
Right.
I mean, this issue was caused by politicians who have a different opinion about, having open borders or having secure borders. And the people who pay taxes are the victims. And this is just anecdotal. This is just, of course, they're going to detain and arrest people that are going to end up being, that happens every day. You can go through the newspapers every day and find someone that was, I don't want to say falsely arrested, but certainly you can be put under arrest and then not found guilty or other information comes to light or detained and then you're released. I don't hear any thing about that every other day.
Well, because those people usually get due process involved in it, and a lot of the folks in this case haven't.
Yeah, due process. I'm not sure that's what the forefathers had in mind when they were talking about 10 to 20 million people flood the border for political reasons. You have to ask yourself and identify, why did the Biden administration do that?
Well, why do you think? What do you think the political reason
is? Well, I think that they do it to reserve congressional seats to keep the populations up in certain areas. And I also think that these folks tend to vote democratically or for Democrats. And they believe that once they get rights to vote, both locally and nationally, that they will vote for the people who keep them in power.
Well, but how do they get the right to vote?
They're already working on it.
They get the right to vote by becoming legal citizens. And wouldn't you think if that's the case, wouldn't Democrats, when they were in power, want to make it easier for people to become legal citizens? Wouldn't they have changed the guidelines?
But they first have to get here legally.
Well, it's actually easier if you change the guidelines first, because then it's easier for them to come here.
No, it's not going to make it any easier. It's just that the numbers might change. If you believe the narrative that we need migrant workers, then increase. I mean, I don't understand how we have housing shortages when the population's down, but we need more people. I don't get that. Try to explain that to me. But if there's laws, why don't we follow them?
All right, fair enough.
I know if I break a law, right, I have this strong feeling that I'd be held accountable.
In the case, just look at the example of this 18-year-old kid. What law did he break? He was brought here by his parents when he was five. He didn't have any say in the matter.
Yeah, and I would caution you, too, is I didn't read that. I read an article on it, and I didn't read that he was, the greatest student and all this other stuff. But, hey, you don't have all the information.
Well, where did you read the article?
I read it on Newsmax, I believe.
Oh, that's why you got the wrong information, because you read it on Newsmax. You read it on a biased news source.
So did you.
I read it on Channel 5.
That's biased.
Yeah. Well, we can't have a conversation going forward if this is the approach you're going to take.
No, I just want to make sure that it's balanced.
Newsmax is a bunch of right-wing propaganda. I can't believe that you actually cite that as a real news source.
Please don't insult me. I'm just telling you where I read it. Well, I read it off a news app that had a Newsmax article.
Then you got a biased source. You got a biased story.
But to think that you didn't?
For what reason would Channel 5 have a bias to report this story?
Because they have a different agenda and narrative.
There's no narrative in local news. Local news does not have a narrative. Local news does not have an agenda.
Of course they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, of course they do.
No, you're just conditioned because Donald Trump told you not to believe the media, that you're not going to believe the media. Unless it's right-wing media.
I don't even know why you're calling me a Trump supporter. I never said that.
Because I can tell. You cited Newsmax as a source.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
Here's the problem. You're telling me you voted for it, which means you're a Donald Trump voter. So you outed yourself right from the beginning.
I didn't vote for it. I didn't say I voted for it. I said I didn't vote for this. I opened up my... Play it back.
Fine. Well, if I made a mistake, I apologize. But don't come on here and cite Newsmax as a viable news source for a story that happened in Milford, Massachusetts.
You asked me where I got it. I got it off a news app that had a Newsmax article.
And that Newsmax article has a bias.
And so does local Channel 5.
All right. Well, we'll just have to agree to disagree.
I've been in incidents that were in the news that Channel 5 reported on that was inaccurate. I have been.
Okay. So, like you said, though... You know, those are incidents. There's going to be mistakes that happen, right? Things are going to happen,
absolutely.
Just like there's mistakes with immigration. There's mistakes that happens with reporting.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely. Yep.
You have a good day.
We agree.
I'm glad we can end on an agreement.
Yeah.
Have a good day. All right, I got to take a break here. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. Watch, there be that commercial in this break for... investing in Newsmax now. Hey, you're welcome to do it. I'm not going to stop you from it.
The collapse. No. Well, I never
had to. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Well, Mr. Weisberg, you flipped your lid early on a beautiful Monday morning. It's a shame.
And it wasn't even at you yet.
Well, listen, hey, I've been trying to take it easy on you because my main goal was for Trump to get in, and he did. So I'm not going to fly off the handle that much. But the minute he mentioned Truth Social, he mentioned Newsmax, you can't stand Newsmax because that's the channel that tells the truth.
Because it's biased garbage.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Newsmax, One America, even Fox is starting to come around a little bit with some more straight reporting, but those are all right-wing slanted media. That's why you think they're telling the truth, because you are right-wing slanted.
And you are a big fat lefty.
Okay.
So, okay, you know, they've been doing lots of investigations since Trump got in. He's got the right people with him. And now you're going to start to see little by little people going to jail that need to go to jail for treason.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
How are you going to handle all that when your buddies go to jail?
None of them are going to jail.
What?
Nobody's going to jail. Who's going to jail for treason?
They're going to jail.
Who?
You see, they really can't do anything to Biden because, number one, it really wasn't Biden. Okay. So he's got a stand-in. He's got a doppelganger. So does
God! Now you're on that too. You're on.
Listen. So does Hillary Clinton, man.
What is wrong? You cannot. There's no conspiracy that you just won't buy into, huh?
Why don't you accept any of these?
Because it's stupid to think it. You can't really believe that Joe Biden is a clone.
Okay. What excuses are you going to have when they do start?
Hold on. So let's rewind a little bit. Joe, so you believe in the idea that Joe Biden is a clone?
Well, I actually saw the guy a couple of times before he even became president. He was already out there.
How did they make a clone turn 80 years old?
They didn't make a clone. It was a guy that looks just like him, and they touched him up here and there, and he got away with it. And even the Oval Office was messed around with. If you were to see some of those older videos and look at the window.
Next you're going to tell me if I start playing Joe Biden speeches backwards, it's going to say, Joe is dead, Joe is dead.
I never said that now. You're putting words in my mouth.
Well, I'm alluding to the Beatles-Paul McCartney conspiracy theory. But
you have to accept that the Democrats are evil to the bone.
I do not accept that.
And it's all... Are you a Democrat, Mr. Weisberg?
I am not. I am of a no party affiliation, but I do not accept that people are evil just because I disagree with them. That's the MAGA mindset, that if somebody isn't MAGA, they have to be evil. That's the thing. The tweet about the clones, it mentioned that Democrats are too stupid to see the difference. That's the problem, is that people are so empowered to think that they're smarter than other people when you're not. You're not smarter than anybody else.
Not you.
I'm not talking about you directly.
No, I'm just saying that I never said that all Democrats are evil. But there are some now that are starting to change. You have to admit it.
I can think of one Republican who's the most evil person I can think of.
Yeah, who's that?
Donald Trump.
There you go. It's got to be Trump. I would have won that $64,000.
Well, you think Nancy Pelosi and all the other Democrats are evil, so it's fair enough to say then that Donald Trump is too.
How can you sit back all this time and see what the Democrats have done, the money they've stolen, what they did at the border and all? How does that not bother you? Being an American, how does that not bother you?
I didn't say it doesn't bother me, but I know that the bigger problem is something that needs to be addressed at the congressional level that's just getting ignored.
Listen, the people have spoken and they voted for Trump.
Well, the people made a mistake, and they're going to learn pretty quickly how big of a mistake they made, and they're going to be sorry about it.
That's just Mr. Weisberg saying that it was a mistake.
It's kind of his approval rating saying that, too. If you pay attention to a news outlet that isn't Newsmax, you'll realize that the guy's approval rating is in the toilet.
Listen, I got eggs this morning for $2.99, buddy. $2.99. Don't say it.
Great. I hope you don't need health care in the future. No. At least you'll have your eggs.
The Democrats are out here crying, oh, my food, everything is high. Look at the gas. I'm not suffering over here. I'm not starving. Okay?
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like to me? Me. I only care about me, which is the definition of a MAGA voter. They only care about themselves and not about other people.
Trump did not cause all this. You forget who was in office all this time.
Yeah, he's going to cause a lot worse.
Obama was controlling everything. The Ayatollah Obama, the most evil of them all. All the proof about him is coming out now, that he was not born here. He was an illegal president. The election was stolen from Donald Trump.
Everything that you're spouting right now has been proven inaccurate. You're just spouting lies. They're not even conspiracy theories anymore. You know they're outright lies. But you can't be wrong, Mary. God. You can't admit that you were wrong, so you can't just accept it.
Destroyed. I can't believe that you're this bad
off. I think it's the same problem with you. I think your brain is so far gone into the point where if it's not a conspiracy, it can't be true.
But you have a right to think whatever you want, just like I think whatever I want.
I didn't say you can't think it, but I can't. I'm not going to let you call in and spout it on the airwaves either.
Say what on the airwaves? I can't say what I believe.
No, because what you believe is garbage that I'm not going to let you promote on the radio.
But you're making that judgment that it's garbage.
That's because it's called the Tim Weisberg Show. I can make that decision.
Well, listen. I said this before. You can just hang up on me and get rid of me all you want.
I don't, because you're not. You mention these things, but you're not pushing them.
Well, I'm not trying to force you to accept Donald Trump. I'm just
good because I'm not going to.
Whatever he's doing that you think is wrong is not hurting me at all.
Well, again, because you only care about you.
No, I care about everybody. Look at, I saw that.
Do you care about that 18-year-old kid that got thrown into a jail cell? The 18-year-old kid that's a high school junior?
You're just against everything I say, no matter what I say.
I'm asking you a question. Do you feel bad for him?
Do I feel bad for who?
For the 18-year-old kid that got thrown in jail. The high school kid on his way to volleyball practice that got picked up by ICE.
Okay, why did he go to jail?
There's no record of him committing any crimes. He's never done anything illegal. It's just because he came here when he was five years old.
What are the charges?
He came here when he was 5 years old. He's not a U.S. citizen.
There you go. You just couldn't bring yourself to say that, right? Now you finally have to say it, because I said he must have been arrested for something.
That's not a reason to arrest somebody.
Bye-bye.
That's a civil offense. That's not a criminal offense.
If I found out just now today that you were here illegal, you'd have to go.
No, I'd have to go to immigration court and have a hearing and pay a fine. And then if I can't get the proper paperwork in order, then I could be deported. Not necessarily have to be deported, but could be deported.
If you come to America and you come illegal, you have to go back and come back the right way.
That's not how it works either.
What do you mean that's not?
They give you an opportunity in immigration court to plead your case and apply for asylum if necessary.
We can go with this all day, and I know I took more than my time. I appreciate that. Well, you have a good day. Now, I want to hear what everybody else has to say.
You as well. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We are going to take our final break of the hour. When we come back, we will have City Council President Shane Burgo with us. We'll be back in a few moments. And I only...